36-year-old Dr. Akemi Glenn, a linguist and cultural worker, moved to Honolulu from Brooklyn, New York, 14 years ago.
One of the most striking things that I ran into when I first got here was that everyone assumed I was in the military all the time. Another thing that kind of jumped out at me when I first came to Hawaii was how much Black culture was here without representations of Black people. And I found that I was really interested in the stories of other Black people that I encountered here.
Glenn began asking Black friends who lived here to share their experiences. She documented these Talk Starry sessions on her website, and the Popolo Project was born. Popolo is the Hawaiian slang for Black people and has its origin in a plant that produces blackberries.
Another thing that we heard a lot, especially from mixed-race Black folks who many times were born and raised here, is that there wasn't a place for them to be Black. There was a place for them to be Hawaiian, maybe, and participate in traditional cultural practices, or to be Japanese, but there wasn't really a place for them to either learn about Black cultures or to practice them.
Glenn decided to create that space, not just for local mixed-race Blacks, but for those who came from the mainland, the Caribbean, Africa, Brazil, and so on. The Popolo Project morphed into a nonprofit organization.
We're hoping that as a result of the Popolo Project, people will not just see us, but want to understand us in terms of all of who we are, so that we can more holistically be present in the local community here.
The first order of business will be hosting events in Hawaii related to Black August, a month-long celebration of self-determination for Black people that originated in the 1970s.
Folks know that February is Black History Month, where we kind of reflect on our ancestors and those who've gone before. And Black August is kind of a counterpoint to that, is an opportunity for us to take the whole month to think about what our Black future will be like.
Black August events will focus on fitness, culture, arts, but most importantly,
that we see each other and that we start to build community. So a community as a place where we can practice culture, where we can recognize each other, where people don't have to be invisible, and where they can authentically be part of the community here in Hawaii, authentically local and authentically Black at the same time.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.